Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Matty Alou. Batting second. The second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Rehart. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Duke Snider. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Gaylord Perry. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Klaus. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Canizaro. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jack Fisher. And now, play ball. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rehart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hunt fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is hit by the pitch. Hart moves to second. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport takes first base on ball 4. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Davenport moves to third. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 2 outs. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher strikes out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizzaro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hickman. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 1 in the game. Haller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher. Haller reaches second base with a double. Snyder scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Davenport is called out on strikes. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a pop-up towards first. Crane Poole settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haller scores. It's 2-0, Giants. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 2 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 2 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Lanier moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cepeda hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lanier moves to third. One out. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hickman strikes out. One out. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Canizaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher takes first base on ball 4. McMillan moves to second. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 2 in the game. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. McMillan moves to third. Fisher moves to second. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Haller bunts towards the mound. Fisher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Davenport hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altman. Davenport reaches second base with a double. Haller moves to third. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pagan strikes out. One out. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Perry hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Haller tags and scores. Davenport tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Giants. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizara drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes Davenport. The throw to Fisher covering the plate. The slide. Davenport is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alou bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 1 out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 3 in the game. Hart hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizzaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Canizzaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cepeda strikes out. 1 out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Snider hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Haller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Davenport strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Elliott pinch hits for Jack Fisher. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is called out on strikes. 1 out. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 3 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Hunter now pitching. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Christopher hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hart, who is chasing the ball. Christopher reaches third base with a triple. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-3 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Christopher tags and scores. One out. It's 3-1, Giants. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jesse Gonder pinch hits for Chris Canizzaro. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dennis Ribbon pinch runs for Jesse Gonder. Charlie Smith pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 3, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.